So let's take a look at this business we call our practice. We can call it Zen practice, Buddhist practice, mindfulness practice, or whatever. Our labels for things are simply conveniences we use to communicate. But it's helpful to be clear about what our words mean. Let's see if we can clarify what we mean by our practice, what it is, and how we do it. When it comes to this practice, we are all and always beginners. When the elderly Buddha was asked to reflect on his life, he replied, "I am always at the beginning." And yet we are all experts, fully qualified to be who and what we are. In each moment, we begin our journey, and in each moment, we have arrived at our destination, and this is it. When used as a noun, the word practice is defined as the actual application or use of an idea, belief, or method, as opposed to theories relating to it. We need to be aware of our ideas and beliefs about our practice, but they have limited value. The application of our practice is more relevant. And I'll talk about that shortly, but the as opposed to theories relating to it part is something we should be aware of. Our practice has nothing to do with theories, except as an opportunity to notice our ideas and beliefs. Our practice is organic, immediate, and experiential. It's the actual application and experience of our life as it is right here now. When and where else can our practice take place? When used as a verb, the word practice is defined as to perform an activity or exercise a skill repeatedly or regularly in order to improve or maintain one's proficiency. The first half of this definition works for us, but the second half, not so much. Our practice effort is all about being present, noticing our reactive habits, and sitting zazen repeatedly and regularly, however much we would rather not. We all have the skills necessary to do this. The second half, however, sounds like we need to have a goal in mind, to improve or maintain our proficiency. Is anyone proficient at this practice? I doubt it. What would that even mean? What we are proficient at is our life. We all have the ability and skills we need to be who and what we are. The activity and experience of our life is our practice. There's no need to look any further. Maizumi Roshi once said that we are all perfect just as we are, and we could use some improvement. Dogen's question was, if we are inherently Buddhas, what's the use of practice? What can we hope to gain by our efforts? It's a fair question, and the answer is nothing. It's simple, really. We don't need to change who and what we are. Our practice is to realize and appreciate the truth of who and what we are. It isn't some mysterious or hidden secret. It's right here all the time. Our true nature is always staring us in the face. Everyone and everything we encounter is reflecting this truth. That's the beauty of our practice. In Ode to a Grecian Urn, Keats says, "Beauty is truth, truth, beauty. That is all you know on earth, and all you need to know." So far, I've been talking about what our practice fundamentally is, experiencing and being just this moment. It's quite simple, and yet no easy task. Now let's look at how we do it. You might say the nuts and bolts of our practice. The fundamental element of our practice is, of course, our zazen, our sitting. Teachers, talks, and texts support our practice, but our sitting is the key. Whether we are just being present, counting breaths, labeling thought, or working on a koan, it's basically the same. We are fine-tuning our ability to be this moment experiencing, even when it seems boring or useless. Sitting with others is also important, since there is a great support in the shared effort and in knowing that you are not in this alone. And nothing supports our practice effort more than a sesshin. So, does this meditation thing work? If we sit still and stare at the wall long enough, will the clouds of delusion suddenly part and the pure light of ultimate wisdom shine forth to illuminate every fiber of our being? Perhaps, but I wouldn't hold my breath. What's much more likely is that gradually we will begin to see the wall just as it is, without trying to paint over it with our expectations and aversions. We will begin to appreciate how wondrous and ungraspable this life is and always has been. We don't need to discover Buddha nature. It's right here all the time. We need only cease looking for something else and give ourselves completely to what is. Turns out there are no clouds to obscure our vision except those we create. And the pure light of wisdom is simply the candle on the altar. It illuminates everyone and everything freely, without bias or distinction. Where our practice mostly takes place is out there, so to speak, in our life. Eventually the bell is struck and the sitting is done, and now what? Truly, our practice is our life, and our life is our practice. We might be disappointed if we are looking for some special activity or experience that will fix our life. As important as our sitting is, we eventually have to get up and go home, or to work, or to the store, or wherever. And that's where we bump up against our attachments and where our reactive habits are manifest. It's the ground where our practice efforts are relevant and necessary. And the effort is to be present, to appreciate and embrace this life as it is. Only then can we respond with skill and compassion to whatever the universe offers us. Our zazen helps us prepare for this effort, but our everyday life is where the true effort is always made. Thank you.